mentioned the other day that there are several differences between the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim al Leil HaSeder as opposed to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that's noyeg all year long, every day by Yom HaBalaylo. So we mentioned Kalamar B'Lesapareza Meshubach all year long, there is no such din. You have to be Mesapar L'Acherim Derech Sheva Tshuva regarding mitzvahs al Leilo. So there's another difference that the Mishnah mentions. In the last parak of Pesachim and Arvei Pesachim, it says, Mascha Bigunus, Messiah B'Shvach. On Pesach night, we should give the contrast the way it used to be, and then after the Gula, the way it is now. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. This is the first generation of Amoraim. Rab got Smicha from Rab Yudah HaNosi. Shmuel wanted to get Smicha, and something came up every day. And then the boat was leaving, so he didn't get smich, but they were both by Rabbi Yudah Nasi and Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi is the one who edited the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Mascha Benulus and Messiah Mishrach. Like his Rabbi Shmuel, what does it mean? Menakotza lakotza, two totally different pshatim. So one of the Amoraim holds that you have to say, Avodim hayinu lefar b'mitzrayim v'yotu ein Hashem b'mitzrayim. The other one says no, that you have to say mitchil abdi avelizora hayu avesein v'achshel kevon hamokim lavaydosa. So we say two hagoras. We say both hagora of Rav and hagora of Shmuel. But it's a little strange. How could there be a machlekes Rav and Shmuel? What the words in the Mishnah mean? They were barabu danasi. So why didn't they ask him? What did he mean? So you have such a strange phenomenon. The first Mishnah in Bava Kamma also it says shor bor ma behever. The four others in Zik, and Mabe is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, but the Mabe is a ho'adam, and Mabe is a hashem. So the Shittim Kobetz is there, quotes the Meiri, who raises the question, how can you have a machlokes? Why didn't they ask Rav? What did he mean when he wrote Mabe? Why did he pick such a strange word? So the Meiri explains, apparently there was a very old tradition that there are four others in Zik, and there were two traditions, how do you calculate the four? Whether you have Shor, Gimel Ovis Nemer B'Shor, Keren Shem Regel is all together. Shor Bar Maven Heber. Shor includes all the Gimel Ovis. Oh no, maybe Shor, and then the word Maven means Maven Zeh Adam. Or maybe Shor means Keren, Tana Shor LeKarnai. Or Maven Lashina, Maven means Shem Regel. And Adam is left out because the Mishnah is only listing off the Niske Mamono. It's not listing Adam Amazik. Later it has Odomod Liyodom, the end of the second pair. So the Meiri says, apparently, he's reconstructing the background, the history. Apparently there were always two traditions, Abravus and Zikmat, there were two different traditions. Whether you count Shor as one and Odom as another one, or you split Shor up and you count Keren separately, Tana Shor LeKarnan, and Mava LeShinoi. And Adam is not included. So Rabbi Yudah Nasi picked the word Mave, which can fit in with either of the two traditions. He didn't want to take a stand. The both traditions are reasonable. Zomach Leikis and Halacha, just how do you count the Arbavas Nezikin? So Rabbi Yudah Nasi picked the word Mave that can have the connotation of Adam and can have the connotation of Shen at the same time. So just like the Meiri explained there, it could be the same shot over here. Could be that there are two old traditions. What should you emphasize in the Haggadah? Mascha Bigunus and Messiah Mishvach. Do you emphasize the Yitzias Mitzrayim Mitchila Harisa Avodim Ha'ir Lefar Mitzrayim Vayetzi'en Hashem in Mitzrayim? Speak about the Yitzia Lecherus. Or should we perhaps emphasize the Maimon HaSinai? Because before Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared originally to Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, by the burning bush. So Moshe Rabbeinu every day came up with another reason why for 7 days, Medrashas for 7 days in a row. Every day he was refusing to go do the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said he's not a good politician, he's not a good speaker. You have to have somebody who speaks, who knows how to present things. Kvapeh, kvap loshen anoichi. So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, no, you're a good magid shir. The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hotziach Hasom in Mitzrayim, Tavnunas Elohim al Ohar Hazeh, is going to be a Maimon HaSinai. That's going to be the purpose of the Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And you're a good magid shir. So I want you, I don't want a politician. I want to have a good magid shir to do the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban HaChumash has this idea, but in the Chumash it says, Hotziach Hasom in Mitzrayim, Tavnunas Elohim al Ohar Hazeh. In the 1500s, there was a rabbi in Constantinople, I think, who was giving a sermon. They write it in the history books. And he interpreted the pasuk, "Batziach som tabdan asalihim al haraz." That refers to the cheto ego. It doesn't mean my ben hasina. So I think they put him in cherem. I think the rabbani put him in cherem. The Shulchan Aruch mentions him in Hilchas Kriyas Ateh. He had some other funny things. So they mention him in Shulchan Aruch by name, that they put him in cherem about something else. So this is one of his shtick. But the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk, that the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim was in order to lead up to Maimon HaSinai. That's how the Mishnah says. In Pirkei Avos it says, the Aseres HaDibros was Charus al Aluchas. Charus means it was engraved on Aluchas. Atikri Charus el Cherus, Shein Lecha Ben Charin el Misha Oisek Batara. The real Cherus. A lot of people in this neighborhood, in my neighborhood, they're crazy. They stay up all night and they play their jukeboxes all night. In the summertime, they don't let anybody sleep. But that's called freedom. Freedom to disturb other people. The freedom to steal. The freedom to smash the windows of the stores. To steal everybody's property. That's called freedom. They're so enslaved by their Yetzer Hara. They're imprisoned by their Yetzer Hara. So that's what the Mishnah says. Birka Abbas. Atik Rei Chorus Alacharis. Ain Lecha Ben Har Misha Oisik Batar. Person learns Torah, he knows how to control his desires, and you don't bother other people, and you don't steal from other people. That's what freedom really is. The Jews were always in the forefront of the Civil Liberties Union and all the revolution, the communist revolution. Jews were always in the forefront of getting freedom, but that's a distortion of what freedom is all about. Freedom doesn't mean free to kill everybody else, free to steal from other people. Freedom means freedom, that you don't have a Yetzer Hara. You have self-control. Rabban Chumash talks about this, that the Gemara Pesach is really Shavuos. The Cheres is not complete till you come to Maimon HaSinai. He says that basically there's Sukkot is 7 days, then you have Shemini Atzeres, and Pesach is 7 days, and the Shemini Atzeres at Pesach is Shavuos. It's a one-day Yontif, and it's called Atzeres. The Chazal referred to in the Mishnah, they refer to Shavuos as Atzeres. Why? Because it's the Shemini Atzeres of Pesach, and the whole long period of Sfira, Rabban Chumash compares it to Chalamoy. It's a long Chalamoy connecting. We have Chalamoy Pesach, but connects the 7 days of Pesach with the Shavuos. So the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is only completed when they came to Har Sinai and they got the Torah. So that's the machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel. Apparently, there were two old traditions, and we have two agadas. We say both agadas. That was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Avodah Mayino, where Yetzien Hashem in Mitzrayim, the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim itself. So we say both. The Gemara talks about the Sfira Soimer. The parsha, the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'Emor appears in the Chumash twice. It appears in Parshas Emor, and a second time in Parshas Re'eh. So one place it says Shibishavus Tispaloch in the singular. The other place it says Sfartem Lachem Chamishim Yom in the plural. When you have a mitzvah that appears both in the singular and the plural, what is that supposed to mean? So the Tanoim explain, the Gemara in Menachos has the whole discussion, Perek HaBishma. Gemara has the whole discussion about Sfiras Ha'emor. They quote this braisa from the Sifrei and the Sifro. Same braisa is both in the Sifrei and the Sifro. When it says Sfartem Lachem, it means Shetei Sfira L'Cholecha B'Yechad. Each and every individual person should count Sfira. When it says Sfart L'Cho, Shibishavuz Tis Baloch, in the singular, it says in Bahar, the beginning of Bahar, Sfart L'Cho, Shevel Shapsas Shonim, Shevel Shonim, Shevel Pa'amim, in the singular, that's one mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael. So when there's a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael, it's not L'chol Echad V'Yechud. That's Lochem L'chol Echad V'Yechud. Lochem means one mitzvah for Klal Yisrael. Who does that? The Bez Nagadol does that. Bez Nagadol represents Klal Yisrael. Bez Nagadol, there are two parshias of Bez Nagadol in the Chumash. One parsha is in Bahalois Chesru L'Shivimish, Asher Yedai T'Yem Zikne Om L'Shotrov. The Bez Nagadol represents Da'as HaTzibur. When you get to Kibush Rabim, but again, to other dinim also, whatever the Bez Nagadol chooses, that's considered that's Das Klal Yisrael, like Congress represents the nation. And then there's a din. Bez Nagodol is the Supreme Court. They give the final psak. The psak doesn't matter what the tzibah wants, what they're happy about. The Bez Nagodol gives a psak. So the two different parshas, that's in Parsha Shoftim. It says, Ki pal mincha davar ha-mishu, b'kam tole salamakam. Yes, the Bez Nagodol. Whatever they say is binding on everybody. That's Bez Nagodol b'toris Supreme Court, that they have the final say in psak halachim. That's the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, that Bez Nagodol, they are Ika Torah Shabal Peh, Amudei Ha-Hairua, the main source for psak halachim. But the other parsha in Bahal Oischa is Asher Yadayti, Esrul Yishivim Esh Asher Yadayti, Hem Ziknei Hal Meshachrav, they represent the Tzibur. Rav Soloveitchik gave the first Yortzeit Rosha that he gave after his father passed away. It was on this topic, the two dinim of Bez Nagodol. So the Sifra and the Sifrei both point out that that there's the two parshas. One sounds like it's speaking to the Bez Nagodol. One sounds like it's speaking to the Tzibur. So the old Girsa in the Sifra and the Sifrei, the same Brisa appears in both. The old Girsa was that there are two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah in the Bez Nagodol to count, and there's one mitzvah in the Tzibur to count. The Vilna Gaon corrected the Girsa in both. And he changed it that it should say Yochel only the maybe mistakenly one will think only the Bez Nagodol has a mitzvah to count Sfiras Omer, because the purpose for Sfiras Omer is to be Kaveh Shavuos. The Bez Nagodol, according to the Rambam, Bez Nagodol is in charge of Kliyas Haluach. Bez Nagodol declares when it should be Rosh Chodesh, whether any given month should have 30 days or 29 days. So they can either declare Rosh Chodesh of the new month on the 30th day or the 31st day. And then the Bez Nagodol has to decide whether to make it a Shana Pshut or a Shana Muberis. But any given year should have 12 months or 13 months. That's what the Rambam holds, that the Bez Nagodol is Kaveh Luach. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. He thinks when you have a Bez Nagodol, Derech Eretz dictates that they should, it's a psak that's negated to all of Klal Yisrael. They're going to have three rabbis, Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry. They're going to decide that their children are not ready for their bar mitzvah yet. So they're going to make a Shana Muberes, so the kid will have another month to learn his Haftarah, or to learn his Pshetel, or to make a Siyaman, whatever, Pirkeos, or whatever he's going to make a Siyaman, his bar mitzvah. So that's not right. Three, Rabbi Tom, Dick, and Harry, they're going to decide. So the Ramban says that Meikir Ednin, you don't need Bez Nagodol. Harai, that until the days of Abai Verava, they still continued, the Rambam quotes from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, until the days of Abai Verava, they still continued to do Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Haria, and they still had Ibra Shana. But there was not Bez Nagodol. The Gemara said 40 years before the Churban Abayis, Bez Nagodol went into self-imposed exile, and when they're not in the Lishkas Hagazis, it's only Malamit Shalmokim Gor, the Kamtav El Isa Lamokim, the Din of Zalkim Mamre, if he's passing against the Bez Nagodol, Yechai Misa. That's only if they gave the psak and the lishkas hagozes. If the bezin was not located, they weren't located in the lishkas hagozes at the time they issued the psak, so there's no punishment of zokan mamre. So the Ramban says, does not indicate that there's no din of Bez Nagodol after the Churban Abayis, 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Bez Nagodol disappeared. Malame, the Gemara says, Shalot donna din in the fashas. From the last 40 years of the Bayis Sheni, they were not done din in the fashas, because there's one big court system, Bez Nagodol is ahead, and Sanhedrin Tana all over the place of 23 Dayanim, and Bez Nagodol isn't there, so the whole system collapses, so there's no din at all of Sanhedrin Tana, so it can't be done din in the Foshas. So that's what the Ramban says. You see that you don't need Bez Nagodol for the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam says that the Ramban just says if there is a Bez Nagodol available, it doesn't make sense that any local Bezin should decide. All of Klal Yisrael, so let the Bez Nagodol decide. It's a psak that's nagir to everybody. But he says, strictly speaking, you don't need Bez Nagodol. The Rambam holds not so. And then I see Kalim on the bottom of the page in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, they point out, the Kevin Aaron Saita also points out like that. He brings different rayas that the Malamish Amokim Gorim, when the Bez Nagodol is in Golus, they left the Lishkas Hagazis. They don't have the din of Bez Nagodol, but they get to Zaka Mamre. But they still have all the other din of Bez Nagodol, that they represent Klal Yisrael and so on. So that's apparently what the Rama thinks. Until the days of Abai Barabba, there still was a Bez Nagodol in Eretz Yisrael. Abai Barabba lived in Bavel, but their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael was still Mekadosh L'Chodesh Al Pi Haria. It was during their lifetime that the Luach was Nikva by the Rabbonim. in Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Rambam, that Bez Nagol is in charge of Kviyas Haluach, so we can understand what the Havamina would have been. The Vilna Gaon corrected the Girsa in the Sifra and the Sifrei, that it should say, it says, V'safarta l'cho, in the singular. So Yochalman might mistakenly think that the mitzvah Sfiras Haim only applies to the Bez Nagol, because they're in charge of Kviyas Haluach. And Sfiras Haim is what's Kaveh Shavuos. The 50th day is going to be Shavuos. That the Havamina is incorrect, that the mitzvah Sfiras Haim applies to everybody. That's how the Gro corrected the Girsa. But the old Girsa, a lot of Rishonim had the old Girsa, and they hold the Chazkuni Achumish. Chazkuni Achumish apparently was a contemporary of Rashi. He quotes Rashi Shlita, as if Rashi is still alive. And he has a lot of times very interesting comments. So he clearly had the old Girsa. And he says that Bez Nagadol has a separate mitzvah, the purpose of Kviyas Haluach, to be Kaveh Shavuos, and the mitzvah Luch Alech HaVyechad, that's different. That's the Gemara has this idea, Haloch HaMaisa, the Gemara in Chagiga says, the din is that if a person didn't, all the Jewish men are mechuyev to be oil regal on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. And the Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga quotes a Tosefta from the first parak in Chagiga that Gimel Mitzvah in Stav Yisrael Bali Yosem LaRegel. When the Jews were Ila Regel, they were obligated to observe three different mitzvahs. We spoke a little bit yesterday about it, to bring Oilos Ria, Shalm Chagiga, and Shalm Simcha, the three different karbonas. So the Gemara says, if he didn't bring the Korbanos on the first day, Pesach, he can bring it all 7 days. He didn't bring it on the first day, Sukkot, so he can bring it all the 6, 7 days, including Shmini Atzeres also, the Tashlumin. What about Shavuos? The whole Yontav is only 1 day. So the Gemara says in Chagiga that there's Tashlumin the next 6 days. If he didn't bring the Musaf and Man Shavuos, Ovo Yom HaBotul Korbanos, he can't bring the Musaf and the Beis HaMikdash after Shavuos. That's Ovo Yom HaBotul Korbanos. But if the private people didn't bring the Oilos Ria on the first day of Shavuos, there's only 1 day, on the first day of Shavuos, so then there's Tashlum in the next 6 days. So the Gemara says, how did the Mishnah, the Gemara Chagiga asks, how did the Mishnah Chagiga know that there's a din of Tashlum in Kol Shiva? So the Gemara says, because the idea of Sfiras HaOmer is to be Kaveh Shavuos, and it's a mitzvah the Mimni Yom, and it's a mitzvah the Mimni Shavuot, it's a mitzvah to count the days. Because one parshat says, Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch, Ocha Chermish Bakam, she count the weeks. The other parshat says, Asfartem Lechem, Tisparuch HaMishim Yom. So which is it? Do you count the days or you count the weeks? So the Gemara quotes Abaye, the Gemara Menachas quotes Abaye, and the Gemara in Chagiga, the second paragraph of Chagiga quotes Abaye. So Abaye says they're both true. Mitzvah Lemimni, Amir Mitzvah Lemimni Shavuot, Mitzvah to do both. So since you count Sfiras HaOmer, you're counting days, so the counting of the 49 days is Kaveh Shavuos as a Yontav of 1 day, but then you count the week, so you Kaveh Shavuos as a Yontav of a week. What do you mean a Yontav of a week? You have to abstain from Malacha for a week? You don't bring Busof from all week long. And Gemara says, it's a Yontav for all week, only been again to this one prat of Tashlumin, that whoever didn't bring the Oil of Sri on Shavuos can bring it for the next 6 days. That's why there is an opinion in the Rishonim, the Chok Yankel quotes it. We have a totally different Girsa in the Gemara, in Menachas, but they had a Girsa in the Gemara where the Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh Daraisa Derabbanan. So they had a Girsa in the Gemara that the counting of the days is Daraisa, Amei Mamani Yoimeh V'Lei Mani Shavui. He counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. Why? Because counting the days is to be Kaveh Shavuos as a day, 1 day. What's the relevance? What's the significance of Shavuos today? We don't bring any Musaf, and we don't bring Oilos Ria, so we don't have any Tashlum and Kol Shiva. So the whole relevance is only for Yisra Malacha. So counting the days is relevant Bizman HaZeh. So that's the Raisa. But counting the weeks to be Kaveh Shavuos as a whole week, that's only relevant for Tashlum and for whoever didn't bring Oilos Ria on Shavuos has the right to bring it the next 6 days. So there's no Oilos Ria at all. There's no Aliyah L'Regel. So there's a counting of the weeks can't be their Isa today, but counting of the days is their Isa. That's the Girsa that some of the Rishonim have. We don't have that Girsa. We have differently. We have in the Gemara that it's a Machloikis. It was an issue where the Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is their Isa, their Rabbanon. What's the Shaila? Because there's no Minchas HaOmer. So when the Chumash says it's right on the Yom Havayachem Masayim Atnufa, means you only count Svira Deraisa if you actually brought the Mincha Soimer, because Man Shein Beis HaMikdush Gayim, the whole Svira Soimer is only a Zecha LaMikdush, or is the Chumash just describing the day? Means you start counting Svira from Tez Zayin Nissen. That'll be a Dushayla also. That's how the Avdei Nezer explains where the women are mechuyev in Svira Soimer. So the Pashtus is Svira Soimer should be a mitzvah says the Shazman Grama. So the Ramban in Kiddushin, towards the end of the first perek, the Mishnah has the din that women are not obligated to observe a mitzvah saseh Shazman Grama. If you have a mitzvah, loy says the Shazman Grama, not to do maloch on Shabbat, not to do maloch on Yantiv. So even if it's Shazman Grama, but the women are mechuyev. Yishva kosev, yishan liyash, l'chol onchin Shabbatur. For lavim, the women are the same. But as far as mitzvah says, it's not the same. Women are not mechuyev to observe the mitzvah says the Shazman Grama. So the Mishnah has that klal. Women are exempt from mitzvah says Shazman Grama. And the Gemara has a lot of exceptions to the rule. So the Ramban writes there on that Gemara, and towards the end of the first perek in Kedushin, he's giving you examples of mitzvah saseh that the women are mechuyev in. So he says, Sfira Saima, the women are mechuyev. So Lachranim ask, Ein lecha mitzvah saseh, Shazman Grama, Godel Mizeh. You're counting the days. Of course that's Shazman Grama. How can the Ramban say that the women are mechuyev? So some of the poskim write, there was one of the big poskim, wrote Dibre Malkiel. He was the Rav in the city Lomja. Lomja was a city in Lithuania. So he was, after him there was a big rabbi, Rav Moshe Shatzkis, was the rabbi in Lomja, and he gave shiurim in yeshiva when I was a student. I never spoke to him. I remember seeing him once or twice in the hallways. He was very, very tall. Very tall and good looking. He always dressed impeccably. We all attended his funeral. That was already, he gave a big hesped when Rav Moshe Shatzkis passed away. And then after he passed away, then his son used to teach in the yeshiva. Baron Shatzkis was his son. So he was the rabbi in Lomja after the Divrei Malkiel. So the Divrei Malkiel has around 8 volumes of tshuvas. So in an early volume he writes that he thinks that it's a toys sefer in the Ramban. It can't be. Svira Soimer certainly has Zman Grama, women are putra. Then after many years, he came up with a suggestion, and he writes it in a later volume in the Divrei Malkiel. He says, maybe since the purpose of Svira Soimer, the accomplishment of the Svira Soimer, is to be Koveya Shavuos, and the women are obligated to observe Shavuos, same as the men, so maybe the women are mechuyev in Svira Soimer in order to be Koveya the Shavuos. So that's what the Rabbi Soloveitchik also went through, the same metamorphosis. In the early years, he used to say, it's a Torah Sefer in the Ramban, you shouldn't break your head to try to figure out pshat. There's no pshat. It's just a misprint, and that's all. Women are not mechuyev in Svira Soimer. Then the later years, he came up with different suggestions. So there's a fame, how the Ramban can make sense. So it's interesting, I think we mentioned this already, the Maharam Chalava. We have a Sefer on Psochem by the Maharam Chalava. He was a Sfaradish Guru, from the Talmidim from the Beis Midrash Shel HaRamban. The Rashba learned by the Ramban, and the Ra'o, and the Ritva was a Talmud of the Ra'o. So the Maram Chava was from that Beis Midrash, all the traditions from the Ramban. So he passed away a long time ago, and his son, after the Shiva was over, his son started to write. So he says, my father just passed away, and I just got up from Shiva. I better write down all the things I heard from my father, or I'm going to forget everything. So all we have is one page. All we have is one Shtigl Torah, and this Ramban. How can it be that the Ramban says, he doesn't say it's a Tos Sefer. He was an early, from the basement Rosh Hashanah Ramban. He quotes the Ramban, writes in Kiddushin, that women are mechuyev in Svira Soimer. So the Maram Chalava writes, the son of the Maram Chalava writes in the name of his father, the same as what the Avnei Nezer and the few Achreinim have. Maram Chalva on Psochem has a lot of times. He talks like the Achreinim's language. He doesn't talk like the Rishonim. He talks more like the Achreinim. So this is one of the things that he says also. He says, what's the Mechaiv of Svir Saimer? Is it Hakrovas Mincha Saimer? Or is it Tez Zayin Nissen? So if it's Tez Zayin Nissen, is Mechaiv you to start counting Svir Saimer? That's Zman Grama. The Zman of Tez Zayin Nissen is Mechaiv and Svir Saimer. But if you say, Tezayin Nissen is Mechayven Hakrovas Mincha Soimer, And Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer, in turn, is Mechayiv in Sviras HaOmer. So then, true, Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer is a mitzvah, says Shazman Groma. That's a Chayiv HaTzibur. That's not a Chayiv on the Yechidim. Klal Yisrael has to see to it that will be Makrev, the Minchas HaOmer. But then the Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer is Mechayiv in Sviras HaOmer. That's not a Zman Groma. Zman is Mechayiv in the Hakrovas HaOmer. But the Hakrovas HaOmer is Mechayiv in Sviras. That's an event, is Mechayiv. Let's say Kiddush Levana. When you see the Levana, that's Mechayiv you. You see the new moon, so that's Mechayiv you to say Kiddush Levana. So is that, some Achranim say that that's a Zman Groma. So Rav Soloveitchik explained, he doesn't think that that's correct, that's not a Zman Groma. Zman is Goreim, the cycle of the moon. Zman will be Goreim when the moon will keep on getting smaller, 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 disappear and then reappear. So that's on a time clock. You can predict based on mathematics and based on physics. You can predict when the Moilad of the Levana is going to be. That's based on time. But then, what's Mechayiv in Kiddush Levana is not the Zman. The Rias HaLevana is Mechayiv. So that's not called the Zman. I'm see here also. See, if you hold the Sphere Saima, the Zman says the Rabbanon. Why? Because the Mechayiv of Sphere Saima is Hakrabas Mincha Saimer. So then it's not as my grandma, that women should be mechuyev also, b'zman shabbis ha-megdusha yikai. But if you hold that the mechayev of Sfir Saim is Tez Zayin Nissen, so today, Sfir Saim is deraisa, like it always was. The goyim hold like that. Sfir Saim is deraisa, b'zman hazeh. So then it's called as my grandma, that women should be potter. So that's what the Maramchal of his son writes over. That's the only thing that survived. In addition to the Sefer of the Maramchal, well, that was printed over 100 years ago, the Mishnah Brura quotes a lot from the Maramchal Vam Sochim. But this, the Shtikl Torah, about the Sefer Sam, this was printed way after the Second World War. They printed that. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah discusses a little bit Sefer HaSoimer. He says that with those Rishonim who were of the opinion, they took the Gemara literally. Abaye says, Mitzvah Lemimni Yomi, or Mitzvah Lemimni Shavuot. So it's two different mitzvahs. One mitzvah to count the days, what mitzvah to count the weeks. So the Rambam makes fun of that. He says, there are not two mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to count the days. Like I say, I have 165 pennies. It's $1.65. $1.65. So he say, today is the 14th day of Sfiras HaOmer. That adds up to 2 weeks. You're just adding up the days. Today is the 16th day of Sfiras HaOmer. That adds up to 2 weeks and 2 days. So you're just saying, like, you have pennies and you add it up to say how many dollars and how much do you have, how much change do you have after the dollar. So the Rambam thinks that it's one mitzvah, it's not two. So he says, proof, there's one mitzvah, that if it really would be two mitzvahs, then you should say two different brachas. Asher Kedushanim Mitzvotzim Tzman Al Sfiras Himeho Aimer, and Asher Kedushanim Mitzvotzim Tzman Al Sfiras Shavuos Aimer. So that's the Rambam's proof. So some Rishonim say, B'zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYekayim, and they counted Taka Min HaTorah, and they counted both the days and the weeks. They Taka did say two brachas. But B'zman HaZeh, the whole Sfiras Aimer is only Midrabbanon, so you only say one bracha. The whole thing is only a Zechel HaMikdash, you're not really Mikayim either the Mitzvot Min HaTorah. The Kaima Mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash, that's enough with one bracha. Others disagree and they say, what are you talking about? Even if they say the two different mitzvahs, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, let's say Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. So the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs points out that the Mishnah Menachah says that Shel Yad is not Me'akim Shel Rosh, or Rosh is not Me'akim Shel Yad. So therefore, since they're not Me'akim Zeh, they should count as two different mitzvahs. The Dalad Minish Abelul of Ami Akvim Zeh, if you're missing one of them, you don't accomplish anything by shaking the other three. So he says, since they're Me'akvim Zeh, so it's counted as one mitzvah. So despite the fact that the Rambam holds that the Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh count as two distinct mitzvahs because they're not Me'akvim Zeh, the Rambam's opinion is that you only say one bracha, like Rashi, you only say one bracha l'anyach tefillin. And if you're not mafsik, so the Shel Rosh is covered with the Shel Yad. Why? But he says they're two different mitzvahs. So he explains why. Because there's a Chuvas HaRambam that the Rishonim quote. Because the Tosefta says, if a farmer is about to be mafresh Truma Gedoyla, Maisem and Amaiser, Bikurim and Chala, all four. So let him say one bracha, Shekhar Chantasan, Allah Frashas Truma. All four have Shem Echor of Truma. All four can be covered with one bracha, laf rashos truman. We paskin, in order to get malchus for eating treif and food, you have to eat a kazayis. And the kazayis has to be all treif. You don't say hetem et starf liyisa. That's a person has a ham sandwich. The ham is less than a kazayis, but with the bread, that adds up to a kazayis. So there's one tana, who's of the opinion, hetem et starf liyisa. Ein achila p'chusim be kazayis. If you eat a kazayis, that's called an achila. If part of the kazayis is chazer, so then you're like, even though the other part of the kazayis is hetem. So this is an opinion that hetem et starf liyisa, we don't pass like that. Not only that, we paskin any suri mitzvah from Zeh Mzeh. If you have a half a kazayis of chazer, half a kazayis of orlo, or half a kazayis of basa b'chol, whatever, two different isurim, any suri mitzvah from Zeh Mzeh, you only get malchus if you eat a full kazayis of one isa. So the Mishnah Me'ilah gives you an example. If it's all shem echod, shirem shavim, mishmasem shavim, then the mitzvah. So the Mishnah says the person is not a kohen, I'm not a kohen, and I eat a kazayis, which consists of 1/4 of a kazayis of truma, 1/4 kazayis of chala, 1/4 kazayis of bikurim, 1/4 kazayis of maisa and a maisa, and all four have a shame truma. It's exactly the same thing of truma. How they came about is different. Truma is one thing, a chala is a different, bikurim is a different thing. So the Mishnah says they met star from zeim zeh because it's all shame echot. So the Tosefta says if the farmer is about to be mafresh truma, maisa and a maisa, chala and bikurim, he can cover all four with ambracha ala froshos truma. So the Rambam says the same is true if you have tefillin shal yad and shal rosh. Say one bracha. If you're mapsik in between the shal yad and shal rosh, then you have to say an extra bracha. And the Gemara says if you talk in between shal yad and shal rosh, you violated an isa the rabbon and the garim bracha shein et zricha, because you could have covered both with the same bracha. So this Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah is really a big problem. The Rambam says it must be that Sefiras HaOmer is one mitzvah. For our Raida, we only say one bracha. If it would have been counted as two mitzvahs, he would have had to say two mitzvahs. Why? The Rambam himself says that if you wear tefillin shel yad shel rosh, you only say one bracha, even though they're two distinct mitzvahs, because they can both be covered with one bracha. So that is a problem in the Rambam. Yeah, how do we have that Gemara? That Gemara in Menachos that says, Ameima mani yayme v'la mani shavuay. Ameima lived in the days of the Amorim. He only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. Why? So we said some Rishonim understood the Gemara that Bizman HaZeh, the whole Sfira Soima is Daraisa, but the whole relevance of counting Sfira is to establish Shavuos as a one-day yontif for Issa Melocha. We don't have any Karbonis Bizman HaZeh, so it doesn't make sense to count the weeks to establish Shavuos as a yontif of a whole week. What's going to be the significance? That there's no tashlomim for Musaf. There's no Musaf at all Bizman HaZeh. There's no tashlomim for Eilas Riyah. No one's bringing any oil elsewhere. So that Gemara, we have a totally different girsa. Ameima only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. He said, Zecha l'migdash. So how does that explain? Because Bizman HaZeh, Sefira Soima is only the Rabbanan, Zecha l'migdash. So therefore, you don't have to count both the days and the weeks. Why? So the Pasha Pshat is, when you're making a mitzvah Zecha, you don't have to do everything exactly the same. Like we mentioned the other day, the Rosh on Daf Kuf in Arve Pesachim raises a question whether they need a kazayis for mor. Because in the Chumash it never says alosh and achila by mor. It says al matzus imram yochluhu. Yochluhu goes on the korban Pesach. It doesn't go on the matzah and the mor. I think the Shagasariya is that kash. How can the Rosh say that it never says alosh and achila by mor? So the Ferish of Pesach al matzus imram yochluhu. So the latest one point that the word yochluhu doesn't go on the matzah and the mor. It goes on the korban Pesach. Yochluhu, you should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matzah Mor. So the Rosh raised the question whether Mora needs a Kazai. So the Achranim ask it to Beferish and Mishnah, Alamatas and Aleph. It says the five vegetables that are acceptable for Mora. And then it says that the Mitztarfim, Kula Mitztarfim, Yachal, the Kazai. So it says Beferish and eat a Kazai. So Rav Soloveitchik explained along the lines of the Achranim, but he gave his own Hezber. That the Rosh itself is only Bizman HaZeh, because Bizman HaZeh, Morer is only the Rabbanan, Zecha L'Migdosh. So maybe Zecha must pick if you have a Mashahu, who says that you have to have a full Kazayis. Bizman that Morer is the Raisa in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, then you need a Kazayis. Ein Achila B'chus M'gah, even though the Chumash never uses the Loshan Achila in connection with Morer, but it's understood that you don't rub it in your skin, you eat it, you swallow it. It's understood you need a Kazayis. But the Bizman HaZeh, that the mitzvah is only Zecher HaMikdash, maybe it's enough with less than a Kazayis, only a Zecher. So the Rosh proves, no, if it would only be a mitzvah zecher, you wouldn't have said any bracha at all. That's how the Orach has the klal. You don't say a bracha, that's only zecher. So the Rosh proved that zecher l'migdash is what motivated the Chachamim to make the takana a mora bizman hazeh, but the mitzvah mora is a mitzvah achila bizman hazeh. So therefore you need a kazayin. That's what the Rosh said. So that's what many interpret over here. Amema counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. Why? It's only zecher l'migdash anyway. So zecher, you don't have to make 100% the same way as it always was in the days. So basically, you count the days, must speak. Then the Gemara says, Rabbanan, the Bei Rav Ashi counted both the days and the weeks. Why? Why they count both the days and the weeks? So apparently the Goenim understood in the Gemara because they disagree with Amema. Amema holds Sfer Saimib Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan, and the Rambam follows the Goenim who hold that Sfer Saimib Bizman Hazeh is their Isa. Why? Because the Gemara says, Amema only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks, only Zechel HaMikdash. But Rabbanan, the Bei Rav Ashi counted the days and the weeks because they hold that Sfer Saimib Bizman Hazeh is their Isa. Balamor, in the end, on the last page in the Rif, Amsochmi has all the dinim of Sfiras HaOmer, because he didn't write any Rif on Menachas. That's where the dinim of Sfiras HaOmer appear. So he wrote it over here, the last page in Psochim. So the Balamor thinks that Rabbanan the Bei Rav Ashi also agree Mikra Adin with Amema. You only have to count the days, you don't have to count the weeks, because it's only Zecher LaMikdash. But wow, what's a big deal to count the weeks? They say today's the 14th day, adds up to 2 weeks. So it's so taxing to add on the weeks. So they say the weeks also. But Mikra Adin, they really agree. Mikra Adin, they really agree with Amema. It's only the Rabbanan, and it's sufficient that we just count the days. And the Goyim didn't understand it. The Goyim understood the Rabbanan, the Bei Rav Ashi, hold the Ikra Adin. You have to count the days and the weeks because it is their Reis. Yeah. So Rav Soloveitchik had a different suggestion based on that Cheskuni, who had the old Girsan, the Sifra, and the Sifra, he had a different suggestion. The Cheskuni, the two Parshas and the Chumash, one Parsha says, Shibishavus Tispa Loch. Loch is the Loshin Yochid, that the counting should be done by the Bez Nagodl. And he didn't have the Girsan like the Gemara, Yochel Bebez Nagodl Tam, Elohim, Svartam Lachem, Shetei Lech Lecha. Not that it's a Havamina that's rejected, no. Shibishavus Tispa Loch, Sfir Hatluya Bebezn. Bez Nagodl does the Sfir. The Bez Nagodl has the mitzvah to count the weeks. And then the other pasuk says Svartem Lachem Chamishim Yom. That's the Chayvus HaYochid. So Amema only counted the days; he didn't count the weeks. Why? Because today it's only a zecher l'migdash. So you only make a zecher to what the Jews did in Bizman HaMikdash. So the Tzibur Kol Yochid VYochid Bizman HaMikdash only counted the days; they didn't count the weeks. Bez Nagodl counted the weeks. So we're not the Bez Nagodl. So that's why Amema only counted the days. That the weeks is only a mitzvah on the Bez Nagodl. Why should that be so? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that was his suggestion. Some Mishanim sound like that, they hold like that. So that was his suggestion. So he says, we call the Yontif Shavuos. Why? Apparently the counting of the weeks is what's Kaveya. By the Christians, they called it Pentecost, the holiday of the 50th day. So he said, that's wrong, Alpidin. The sphere of the days is not Kaveya Shavuos. The Gemara Chagiga seems to say, Mitzvah the Min Yom, Mitzvah the Min Shavuot, both the counting of the days and the counting of the weeks is Kaveh Shavuos. It's Kaveh Shavuos as a Yantav of one day, B'isim Aloch and from Mustafim. It's Kaveh Shavuos as a Yantav of a week for the purpose of Tashlomit for the Oil of Sriya. That's the Gemara Chagiga, sounds like that. The Rosh Hashanah points out that Gemara, that Sphere Saim is to the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuos. But, so Rav Soloveitchik thought not so. He thought that that's the Christians referred to the Christians picked up a lot of shtick from the Tzedukim, Bizman Ba'isheni. He used to be a professor. He taught here for a while. He put out, what was his name? I gotta remember his name. He put out a whole book on Chumash, very interesting insights. He was not a professor on Tanakh. He was a professor on business or something, business ethics, I'm not sure what he taught. So he has part of his book, he points out around 10 different shtick that the Christians picked up from the Tzedukim as Manabayis. So one of them was that the Tzedukim always counted Sfer Saimah from Sunday to Shabbos. Shabbos Shabbos and Simim is Tiyena, because then Sfatim Lachem and Marchas HaShabbos start counting Sfer on a Sunday. And Shavuos always fell out on a Sunday. That's how the Gemara records it. So by them, they always have Pentecost 7 weeks after Easter, or whatever. And Pentecost is the holiday of the 50th day. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that it's wrong. It's not the Chag HaMishim, it's the Chag HaShavuos, because it's the counting of the weeks. That's Kaveh HaShavuos, not the counting of the days. That's what he thought. The Zohar has an interesting comment that many talk about, that when sometimes when a person is tameh, he has to have shivanikim. A zab and a zov, you have to have shivanikim. When a whole nation is tameh, so it's not enough to have shivanikim 7 days, you have to have 7 weeks. So the whole purpose of the Sfir Sa'imer is the many people recite the tefillah that appears in the Siddur after they count Sfir Sa'imer, that the purpose of the Sfira, Tareina mitumasenu, to purify us from our tuma. It doesn't mean tuma like a zab and a zab. It means spiritual tuma. That on the occasion of his Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mentioned the other day, it was halalo abdi avodah zarah v'halalo abdi avodah zarah. The Yam didn't want to split because this is not the Jewish people. They both, the Mitzrayim worshipped avodah zarah, the Jews also worshipped avodah zarah. So they didn't want to split. So the whole nation was tummy, so you had to wait shivanikim. So that's why the Zohar raises the question, why don't we say Halal Shalem on Shvi Yishol Pesach? So the Gemara asked the question, why don't you say Halal Shalem? How can every day of Sukkot you say Halal Shalem? And on Pesach you only say Halal Shalem on the first day. You don't say the rest of the days, you only say Chatzi Halal. So the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara gives an answer that Sukkot is Chalukim B'Korban Yisayim, and Pesach is not. What's the significance for Chalukim B'Korban Yisayim? In every day there's a different korban. The Poriachaga Mismatim Holchem, every day you have less and less. So therefore, variety is the spice of life. So therefore, you say halal every day. What does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik gave pshat. I think Rav Levinson has this printed in his sefer also, one of his svarim, that every day of Sukkot has a separate parsha in the Chumash, b'yom hasheni, b'yom hashlishi, because every day is a different set of korbanos. So every day has a separate kedushas hayom, and every day is mechayev and simcha. And the Ramban explains in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he explains the whole discussion in the Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudah Mebeis, where the Gemara talks about reciting Hallel, that the Mechayev of Hallel is Simchas Yontif, the Simchas HaGuf, you have Basav Yah, and then the Simchas HaNefesh, that the person recites Hallel, he pours out his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on Sukkot, each day has a separate Kedusha Sayyam, Chalukim Mekor Ben Hashem, doesn't mean variety. It doesn't really mean Chalukim, a different carbon. It means every day has its own parsha, and parsha is Pinchas. Every day has a separate parsha. So each day has a separate kedushas hayom, and each day is mechayev and simchas yontav. So the chiyuv simcha expresses itself. You have to have basav yayin every day. That's the Mishnah in Sukkah. Hasimcha kol shmoina. Each day you have to have basav yayin of Sukkah. That's a simple reading of the Mishnah. And each day you have to recite Halal Shalom. But on Pesach, it says kaeh letasa layam shivas yamim. Everything is covered in one parsha. It's one long kedushas hayom for 7 days. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said from his father. Let's say a person was sick the first 4 days of Pesach. He was in intensive care unit. He was hooked up to all kinds of things. He couldn't function at all. Then on the third day, Chol HaMoed Pesach, he comes to. He didn't say halal at all. Wasn't davening the last couple of days. He said he's mechayev to say halal shalem. He's mechayev to say halal once during the duration of Pesach. So we said, we usually say the first day. Why should you wait till later? Say the first day. Those who live in Chutz Lo'aretz, so it's a svek of the yomer. We act as if there's a suffix. Maybe yesterday was the first day yomer. Maybe today is the first. Maybe yesterday was Erev Yomtov. So we say Halal Shalom the first day. Then we say the second day, it's svek of the yomer. Maybe yesterday was Erev Yomtov. We already said Halal Shalom the first 2 days. So we were yotze for the whole duration of the whole Pesach. Pesach, you don't have any source that you have to have basav yayin every day. It's only Sukkot, it says. A simcha kol shmoina to have basav yayin every day. Pesach is one chiyuv simcha for the whole duration of the 7 days. So you had on the first day, is ginuk. But if a person was sick the first 4 days, he was in intensive care unit, he wasn't davening anything, then he's mechuyev to say halal shalom at the end of Pesach, whenever he's able to. You're mechuyev once during the 7 days of Pesach, you're mechuyev to say halal shalom. That's what the Gemara explained. Why don't we say Halal Shalom on Shvi Yishol Pesach? The Beis Yosef quotes a Medrash that gives a different answer, and the others quote the Zohar that gives a different answer. So the Medrash that the Beis Yosef quotes has a comment, it's not right that we should recite Hallel, because on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, that's when Kriyas Yamsuf occurred, and the Mitzrayim were drowned. And that's not right. We're human beings, so we shouldn't rejoice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy. He doesn't want us to recite Hallel because the Mitzrayim are drowning. That's what we do when we say Dam Tzvadeya, Tzach Hadash Barchav, Dam Yesh, Vitzim HaSoshan. We spill out some of the wine because we're going to drink a toast at the end of the Haggadah, the second course. We're going to drink a toast. We're going to drink a toast over the fact that the Mitzrayim suffered. So that part of the Haggadah, that bit of the wine, we spill out. We don't want to drink a toast over the fact that they drowned and that they suffered with Dam Tzvadeh. So that's why we spill it out. If you have, next year, if you have Shemitah wine, you're not allowed to spill it out. You're not allowed to waste it. So just like the Poskim say, you can't use Shemitah wine for Havdalah if your practice is that you put out the Havdalah candle in the wine. That's La'och, Oysa Shabbos Vassalachem Li'ochlom. So the same thing, if you're going to spill out wine by the Seder, you're not allowed to do that with the Perish Shviz. It has Kedusha's Perish Shviz, not allowed to waste it. So the Zohar gives a different answer also. The Gemaris, the Medrash quoted by the Beis Yosef explains why we don't say Halal Shalom on Shvi Shal Pesach, because Masi Yadatov Mayam Atamam Amshir. The Zohar gives a different answer, that since the Sphira period, all of Klal Yisrael is Tomei, the one is Tomei, is in a certain sense in a state of avelus, because a tummy person is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So he has to stay away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's what they cry about. That's the greatest simcha in the world is to be lifnei Hashem. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem alakecha. The simcha, when one is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that engenders simcha. When one is not in the presence of HaKadosh, we're not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, that's a form of avelus. So there's avelus in the sphere because the whole purpose of the Shiva Nikim, the 7 weeks, is Latareinu Mitumaseinu. That's why it's not because Talmid Rabbi Kiva passed away. No, there's avelus that rises at this period. So that's what the Zohar says. We don't want to say Halal Shalom on Shvi'i Shel Pesach because we're in avelus. It's not right to say Halal Shalom. So that's what Achreinim ask Kakasha. What did the Medrash need another reason for? And what did the Zohar need another reason for? The Gemara gives the whole explanation. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say a pshat. Most of the pshat says in Yeshua's Yankif. Yeshua's Yankif was same time as the Chassam Sofer. Avshalom Kluger writes in one of his tshuvas. There's a little... Rav Shlomo Kluger wrote long tshuvas, pages and pages. So he had a grandson who was named after him, Shlomo Kluger. He took over 1,000 tshuvas of his grandfather and he abridged them. He took only the one paragraph or the two paragraphs that have the punchline. He left out all the rest. So it's called Ho'elet L'cho Shlomo. He has a small little sefer. It has over 1,000 tshuvas in it. So one of the tshuvas there has a certain kula on Hilchas Erevin. So he was a young rabbi, Shlomo Kluger, when he first started his career. He had a kula. So some of the Bava Batim were learned, and they were not so keen about the young rabbi's chiddush. They weren't so thrilled. So he said he'll send a consult to other rabbanim. So he sent a letter to the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer agreed with him. It's a good chiddush. So the Bava Batim said the Chassam Sofer wasn't yet, he was also a pretty young man. He wasn't yet so famous like later, so the Baal Batim was still not too keen about it. But then he corresponded with Yeshua's Yankee. He was older, so he also agreed. So he said, okay, Yeshua's Yankee agreed, so I'll go along with it. So the Yeshua's Yankee has the following Dvar Torah. Yeshua's Yankee is a Sefer on Aruch Chaim, has a lot of Chidushim. So he has the following suggestion. What's the issue whether you say Halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? There are two different issues. There's one issue, every Yontav you say Halal. The Ramban says it's an expression of Simchas Yontav, the Simchas Aguf and Simchas HaNefesh. The Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah explains that Simchas Aguf, you eat Basar V'Yayin, and Simchas HaNefesh, you recite Halal, you get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zaya Masa Hashem Nagilim and Nismucho Bo. We rejoice with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Bo Biyom. We rejoice with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So why don't we say Halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? It's a Yontif. So that the Bavli explains why, because it's a long Yontif, one long Kedushas Hayom that extends for 7 days. So we already said on the first day. So Ginuk, the fact that we say Chatzi Halal, so the Rambam said that's a dead giveaway that it's only a minute. Like Chatzi Halal Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. So the Rambam thinks that Chatzi Halal and Chalamay Pesach is also only a minute. The Bagam Mishnah quotes the Ramban, disagrees. He thinks, no, that Halal on Yontif is the Raisa and Chatzi Halal on the last days of Pesach is the Rabban. Doesn't think that is a minute. But the Pashta says, like the Rambam, that the Chatzi Halal is only a minute. So the Shuas Yankov explains, Rav Soloveitchik schmaltzed it up, he explained it a little better. So he said, the Bavli covers, gives you the answer, why you don't say Halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach mitam Yontif? So we already said on the first day, it's one long Yontif, so we were ready Yotze Simcha. It's not like Sukkahs, that each day is Mechayiv, each day is a separate Kedushas Hayom, and each day is Mechayiv and Simchas, so you have to have Basar V'Yayin every day, and you have to have Halal every day. But the Zohar and the Medrash are asking a different question. Why don't we recite Halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? Because of the Nesa, Kriyas Yamsuf, Zechav Anes. The Gemara says there in Erechen, Daf Yudim and Beis, Etum Mechayiv. On Chanukah, we don't recite Halal because of Simchas Yontif, we recite Halal because of the Nes. So why don't we recite, forget about Halal on Shvi'i Shel Pesach because of Yontif? It's covered with the first day Pesach, but why not say Halal because of the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf? So that's what the Medrash, that the Beis Yosef quote says, no, the Rabban Shalom doesn't want Ma'asiyat HaTov Mayam V'atem Omim Shira. And that's what the Zohar gives the answer, that kind of Halal, that's not right. A Halal of a Yeshua that kind of a halal shalom, it's not proper to say during Sfira time. That's why some had tainus against when the Rabbanut instituted reciting of halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim. So some of the Rabbanim pointed out that according to the Zohar, it's not right. Halal zecha Yeshua, halal zecha l'nes, it's not right to recite. That's why by the Hasidim, they count Sfira after the second Seder. They don't count Sfira before, because they're going to say Halal by the Seder. That's Halal over the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chol dor dor chai varam v'yosat v'kidu hiyotzim in Mitzrayim v'ficha nach nach hayolim l'halal. It's a Halal over the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm going to say Halal in the morning anyway, so what do you gain by waiting to tell Sfira at the end of the second Seder? You're going to say Halal Shalom. No, Halal Shalom in the morning of the second day Pesach. That's out of Simchas Yontif. That's not Halal Avenes, but Halal Avenes. That's what the Zohar says. That kind of Halal you shouldn't say in doing Sfira Simon, because it's a period of Avelas. There are different kinds of Halal. Different kinds of Halal. The Chasam Sefer writes in one tshuva that Halal Chanukah is their Isa. Because the Gemara in the Gila makes a Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara says, the Bnei Yisrael recited Oz Yashir and the Chumash records it. So the Chumash records it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is approving of the fact. If he would disapprove, he wouldn't have recorded it. He wouldn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu to put Oz Yashir in the Chumash. So you see that Halal B'Shasa Yeshua, the Halal is their Isa. They didn't have Halal, they said Oz Yashir. So Halal Chanukah is also their Isa. So the Netziv was a teenager when he started writing his commentary on the Shultis, and he wants to disagree with the Chassam Sefer. So he's going to disagree with the Chassam Sefer. He's a teenager. Chassam Sefer was a great goyin. So he disagrees respectfully. So he says, "Agoyin v'had tzadik ha-Chassam Sefer." He never calls him agoyin v'had tzadik, because he was going to disagree. He's going to disagree with him. So you have to be respectful when you disagree. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, there's a collection of drushes that Rav Chaim Volozhiner gave on Pirkei Avos. So the Mishnah says that he beischa beisvad lachachamim. You should always have rabbanim in your home. Heavy misavik ba'far ragleim. How do you translate that line? Heavy misavik ba'far ragleim. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner interpreted the sefer's Ruach Chaim. The sefer is called Ruach Chaim. It's interesting. The sefer was printed by a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, who wanted to depose the Netziv. The Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva Volozhiner, I think, for 39 years. He was not a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He married the daughter of Rabbi Tzalev Volozhiner. She was older than him. And the family wasn't so keen about the Netziv because he was a stranger, he was an outsider. So over the years that he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Balazhin, there were attempted coups. They tried to kick him out, and each time it failed. Each time he remained. So one of those who was a direct descendant of Rabbi Chaim Balazhin wanted to get rid of the Netziv. He wanted to take over, so he printed the drushas of Rabbi Chaim Balazhin on the Pirkei Avos. It's called Ruach Chaim. A lot of it is based on what it says in Nefesh HaChaim. Well, that was written by Rabbi Chaim Balazhin. So he also did not succeed. And kicking out the Netziv. But in the commentary, in the Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, it has this following pshat, Hevi Mesavek Ba'afar Ragleim, like by Yehovi Kishimo. The Malach was wrestling with Yankov Avinu, and he broke Yankov's leg, Vayovik. So, Hevi Mesavek Ba'afar Ragleim, you have a right to wrestle with the Chasam Sofer, but Ba'afar Ragleim, you have to disagree with their Acheretz. So that's why the Netziv writes, Hagloim HaTzadik HaChasam Sofer writes in the Tshuvas that Chala HaChanukah is the Raisa, he gives him the cover of Hagloim HaTzadik. He says, with all due respect, it's against the Beferish Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara says in Brochus that Chala HaChanukah is only the Rabbanim. The Gemara said Beferish. The Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer asked that question. They patch it up, they touch it up. So the Netziv didn't go for the Yetzer. So the Netziv explained the Gemara that the Chasam Sofer quoted in Megillah. The Gemara says, Ma'adach, the Torah approved of the fact when Esau said, Oz Yashir, the Bosham dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, put it, Oz Yashir in the Chumash. So you see, there may abdus lecheirus, there's room to say hello. So mimavis lachaim lakolshkein. If your lives are besakana, you should certainly say hello. So the Netziv says, yeah, that's hello b'shasa Yeshua, hello b'shasa Nes. That's the Raisa. They said, Oz Yashir, at the occasion of Kriyas Yamsu, but every year to say in commemoration of the Yeshua. That's only the Rabbanim. Today, Chanukah, we're not experiencing the miracle of Chanukah today. We say, Halal HaChanukah, Zechel HaNes. What Nes occurred a long time ago, over 2,000 years ago, the Nes occurred. So, Halal Zechel HaNes, that's only the Rabbanim. Halal HaSimchas Yontif, that's a Machlekes, whether that Halal is the Reis of the Rabbanim. So that's what the Netziv has in his commentary on the Shult. He said there are three different halals. Halal on Bishas Hanes, that's Oz Yashir. So that's Taka Deraisa. We spoke about the Mishnah at the end of the third parak in Tainus. If there is Atziras Kishanim, if it's not raining, the Bezdin is goes at Tainus. So then if it rains, so the people, if it rains before Chatzos, they don't have to fast till the end of the day. Everybody should go home and eat, and then when they come back to shul, they recite the halal. So that's halal b'shas ha'yeshua. So the Netziv holds halal b'shas ha'yeshua. That's a real din deraisa. That's on daf amoz yash. Halal zechel ha'nes. That's halal chanukah zechel ha'nes. That's only the rabbanim. And halal on yontif out of simchas yontif. So that's the machlokes. So the Raha counted halal as a din deraisa. One of the tayag mitzvahs. The Rambam says, what did he count? There's no passing of Chumash, you have to say halal. Halal is only the Rabbanan. So the Ramban defends the Bahag, and he says, no, the passing is Simchas Yontif. And he interprets the whole Gemara like that. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudam Beis is explaining, when you do say halal, when you don't say halal, everything is clothed within Simchas Yontif. That's what the Netziv has. The three dinim of halal. Halal B'shas HaNes is the Raisa, halal Zechel HaNes. That's only the Rabbanan, halal Chanukah, and halal Simchas Yontif. That's the machlekes, the Bahag and the Rambam, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. Yeah, that Mishnah the third parak in Tainus. That if the Bezdin goes to Tainus because there's no rain, so then if it rains after Chatzos, since they were fasting more than half a day, so the Mechuyev to fast till the end of the day, even though they already had the Yeshua. But if it starts raining before Chatzos, then they're not. There's a machlokes hatanoim. How early does the rain have to come that you don't have to fast the rest of the day? So that's a wee paskin. If it rains before Chatzos, then you don't have to fast the rest of the day. So the Gemara says everybody goes home and they eat, and then they come back to shul and they say hello. So the Gemara asks there, why do they go home and eat? How long is it going to take to say hello? So say hello, say 10, 15 minutes, say hello. Then go home and eat. So the Gemara says no. You only say halal on a full stomach when you're not hungry. So since they were fasting until 11 o'clock when it started to rain, it's not right to say halal there. So Tosfos there raises the issue. We do it all the time on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov. We say halal after Shachris, before Kriyas HaTorah. And nobody had breakfast yet. Everybody's hungry. So what happened to the rule? You only say halal if you have a full stomach. So Tosfos gives an answer. You take a look in the Tosfos. It's Megumgum, the end of the third parak. The Tosfos Yom Tov HaMishnayos writes. The Tosfos doesn't read straight over there. What Tosfos sounds like the driving at is that exactly there's a difference between the different halals. Halal b'shas ha-Yeshua. If there was no rain, there was atziris k'shamim, and they thought nothing was going to grow, and the people, there won't be enough water for the animals to survive, and for the humans to survive. So it's a real shas ha-sakana for everybody. And then it rains, so that's a Yeshua. So halal b'shas ha-Yeshua, that you should have a sudas ha-doya. You should only recite the halal after you eat, when you have a full stomach. But the halal that we say on Chanukah, that's zechel nes, that occurred centuries ago. The halal you say on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tovim is a halal because of the Kedusha Sayyam, because of the Simcha. Because of the Simcha. So that's a different halal. So that you don't need keres maleim and efesh sevein. That's what we mentioned, the post can raise an issue. The Mishnah Megillah says, you only say, there are davish mitzvah b'yom, davish mitzvah b'alayla. There are certain mitzvahs you have to do b'alayla. Eat the Korban Pesach, eat Matzmar is only balayla. It doesn't apply by yom. Svirasayim is only balayla. Not supposed to count Svirasayim. Svirasayim is supposed to be balayla. And other mitzvahs only by yom. Some mitzvahs by yom, some mitzvahs by yom. So the Mishnah says halal is only dovish and mitzvahs by yom. So how come at Pesach night we say halal at night? So many of the Svarim write, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, the Chidor has a tshuva, they say, they talk about a situation, there was a boat that always, there was a big storm at sea, and the boat almost sank, and the people were davening, and then there were nitzel. The storm calmed down, and everybody survived. So they had a shaila, they wanted to express their thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can they say halal balayla? So they passed, yeah, halal b'shas ha-Yeshua, you can say balayla. Halal zechel nes, and Chanukah, halal adab simchas yontem, that's only bayom. From sunrise to sunset, you say halal. That's the halal zechel nes, or the halal simchas yontem. But if it's a halal b'shas hanes, that if the Yeshua is balayla, so you can say it balayla. So that's why in Pesach night it's a halal b'shas ha-Yeshua, because they bechol dover dar chayvonim lirasatz mekilu yotzim in Mitzrayim achshav. The Rambam adds on the word achshav. We have to have the sensation. You have to have the feeling as if he just left Mitzrayim now. And l'fichach anach nachiyavim lahalal. Therefore, it's a chiyuv to be said halal b'shas ha-Yeshua, halal b'shas ha-Nes. And that's why Rabbi Skirov has this in his sefer. He quotes Rav Haigla and the Ran on the Rif and the end of Pesachim. Quotes Rav Haigla. Why don't we say a bracha on Pesach night on the halal? So some Rishonim did say a bracha. Tosfos discusses it. The Maharam Rutenberg, they quote the Maharam Rutenberg. Maharam Rutenberg was the end of the Baliyat Tosfos period. He said two brachas. He had one bracha before the first half of the halal, before the meal, and the second bracha before the second half of the halal, after the meal. Our practice is we don't say any bracha at all. Why not? So that's what the Rizkarov explains. Pshat and Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says it's a halal of Bishas HaYeshua. So it's supposed to be a spontaneous halal. If you're going to say a bracha, then we're saying, Rabbi Shalom, we're reciting halal because you instructed us to say halal. We want it to be spontaneous. So reciting of the bracha will diminish the spontaneity. So we dafke do not say a bracha. That's why Chacham Avadia used to visit, every time he visited New York, he would give a shiur on Wayu. Well, many times, can't say every time, many times, he would give a shiur on Wayu. So he mentioned more than one occasion about whether he say halal on Yom Yerushalayim or not. So he said his psak was at the first Yom Yerushalayim, when they captured Yerushalayim, then that first year they should say halal with a bracha, and every following year they should only say halal without a bracha. And the students in yeshiva were not happy, because everybody here knows the Brisker Rav's Dvar Torah. It should have been just the opposite. The first year, halal b'shas ha-Yeshua, so then it's supposed to be spontaneous, so b'davki you should not say a bracha. Halal the consequent years, that makes more sense, that yes to say a bracha. everything by him was not the way we think. He had a different mahalach on everything. So that's why there are many differences between the halal and leil haseder. It's balayla, it's the yeshiva. Usually the minig is, it's not a din. Usually we recite halal in a standing position. Halal on Pesach night, it says in the Rishayim that you sit. By some chasidim, they stand. So halal on Pesach night. But the Beis Yosef quotes the Rishayim that you sit when you say halal on Pesach night. How come it's different? Because, and what do you say? The Balamor writes the main part of the halal is the second part of the halal that you say after the meal. A lot of families don't have any nigudim for the second half of halal, so they just recite it quickly. But the Balamor said that's the more important part of the halal, and he invokes that gemara at the end of the third parak in Tainus, where the gemara says, "Einam halal al keres malei benefesh seveya." The halal on Pesach night is considered halal b'shas Yeshua. Chol devadar chayvarim yisakili yatzmer mitzrayim achshav. So we kaveh asudas haidoya. We say two prokam of halal before the meal to be kaveh the sudas and sudas haidoya. And the ikar part of the halal is what we say b'keres malei b'nefesh seveya afterwards. And that's why we say the halal even though it's balayla, and we say b'yeshiva, and we split the halal in half. Usually you don't split in half. We kaveh the whole sudas and sudas haidoya. It's a different kind of halal. Back of the Rif and all the Gemaras, they printed the Mordechai. So on the last page in the Mordechai, they have an interesting kasha on the first column, page 76. All the editions are the same. On the top of the first column on page 76, they ask the kasha. According to Hillel, that you eat Pesach Matzah Umaror. We pointed out yesterday the two girsas. The Rambam's girsas, you eat together Matzah Umaror. You don't eat all three together, you only eat two, Masamar. That's against the Yerushalmi Achala. It says Beferish that you have all three together. How do I know Yerushalmi is Achala? Because one year Rav Soloveitchik decided to learn Mishnah is Achala. So that's why we learned. That's the only Yerushalmi I ever learned, was Yerushalmi Achala. Okay. And then I saw the Mefarshim point out, and the Yerushalmi, they point out that the Rambam is against the Yerushalmi Achala. It says Beferish that according to Hillel, you ate all three together. So there's Mordechai has the girsa like all the Rishonim. Pesach matzah mor. Yidik kazayis a pesach, kazayis a matzah, kazayis a mor. Some had the girsa. The old girsa in Mordechai was yidik kazayis a pesach and matzah and charoises. So that's charoises together with the pesach and the matzah. The pashtus is that it's a mistake. It should say kazayis pesach matzah mor. So they have one. They have charoises in parentheses. And Pesach in brackets. That's the Hagos of the Ramah. The Ramah didn't give a shir on Shulchan Aruch, he gave a shir on Mordechai. So that's what they have on the first page in the Mordechai, in every Masichta, they write they're going to put in the Hagos of the Ramah, because the Ramah used to give shirim on the Mordechai. So that he changes. Instead of Kazayis Charoyis, it should say Kazayis at Pesach. Anyway, so yes, the Kasha, how much is a Kazayis? So there's a Machloikis where the Kazayis has Chatzi Beitz or Shlish Beitz. If you should assume that kazayis is a chatzi beitza, so the fellow's going to eat kazayis, korban pesach, matzah mor, three kazaisim, he's going to swallow it down his throat at the same time. The Gemara says, "Ein beis avliya machzik yosa mika zayis, yosa mika beitza." The Gemara says, "If you're going to choke if you swallow too much at the same time." Your mother tells you, "Only put little pieces in your mouth. Don't choke." So the Mordechai asked Akasha, the Baal Yatayis asked Akasha, how can you swallow kazayis, matzah, kazayis, mar, kazayis, pesach? That's a beitz and a half. And you can only swallow, the beis ablia is only machzik kibetza. You can't swallow a beitz and a half. So he answers, a beitza, you can swallow a beitza, means a hard-boiled egg the way it is. But if you chew it up, you chew everything up, then you can swallow even an egg and a half at the same time. And you have to swallow all three together. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the earlier poskim who asked the kasha, what's the problem that the Mordechai raised over here? Why don't you swallow b'zeach hazeh, b'zeach hazeh, but toch kedei achilas pras? The din is whenever you eat things, toch kedei achilas pras. It's mitzaref yachad. Mitzaref for malchus, it's mitzaref for the mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to eat a kazayis matzah. So as long as he didn't pause too long in the middle, he ate a half a gezeis, now a half a gezeis later. If it wasn't a too long a pause, from the beginning of the first, the Gemara's lashon is, if there's a pause in between the end of the first bit that you ate and the beginning of the second bit, if there's a pause of achilas pras, then it's mevatel atzirut. So the poskim say that's not accurate. What it says in the Gemara's lashon is not accurate. It should really be, shouldn't take so long from the beginning of the first achila to the end of the second achila. It's a sheer tziruf. It's not a sheer and bittel tziruf. You shouldn't pause too long. You have to swallow the whole kazais, took the achilas pras. But there is a din. It's mitzuraf yachad. So why did the Mordechai assume he's going to swallow a beitza and a half bevasachas? Chew a little bit, and keep on eating and shine. So it'll all be took the achilas pras. So who was it? The Trumas Hadeshim probably, or the Piskei Mari, one of the earlier Achrayim. Everything in Shulchan Aruch is set up by the Trumas Hadeshim with the Piskei Mari. Trumas Hadeshim, I think, lived in Italy. And the Piskei Mari, they set everything up the early Achrayim. So they say you see from the Mordechai that Tochid Achilas Pas is only B'dieved. The Chatchili should have Bliya Achas. You should swallow everything B'vas Achas. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes. That's what all the Poskim quote from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quoted it from the Trumas Hadeshim. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, they quote, disagree. Because the Gemara says, we mentioned before, there is an opinion, Hetem Mitzarf Liyisr. In order to get Malkus, he said, Ein Achila Pchusam Mikazais. You have to eat a Kazais of Trefa food. So what if you eat half a Kazais of Hetem, half a Kazais of Yisr? I have a ham sandwich. So the bread with the ham together is a kazais. The ham alone is less than a kazais, but together has a kazais. So I did an achila on the ham. The ham was part of the kazais, but I didn't eat a kazais of ham alone. So that's a machloikas, hetem mitzarf lisa. We paskan ain't hetem mitzarf lisa, not mitzarf. But the Gemara says beferish in the beginning of Elu Ovrim, even if you hold hetem mitzarf lisa, that's only if you eat it bibli achas. But if it's tochkedei achilas pras, then it's not mitzarev. Tochkedei achilas pras, Rav Chaim said, is mitzarev matzah with matzah, mitzarev morah with morah, mitzarev pesach with pesach. But if Hillel says you have to eat three things together, pesach matzah umaror, you have to eat it bikricha achah, hayakorech l'shloshnam biyachad, there's no din of tochkedei achilas pras to be mitzarev three different mitzvahs achilas. So must be that there, that's what the Mordechai assumed, must be that there, you have to do it b'bli achas. But if we're not talking about that, we're not talking about eating koirach. Eating koirach, you should take do b'bli achas, the matzah with the mor. You should chew everything up and swallow b'bli achas. But to eat matzah, so the matzah mitzdarf with matzah, tok de achilas pras, they don't need to have b'bli achas. That's Rab Chaim, Farenfid, the mocker from the Mordechai. So the Mordechai's problem was because he's swallowing three different mitzvahs achila, Pesach, Matzah, Maror. So there's no din of tochkedei achilas pras. But the Magen Avraham said otherwise. He quotes from the Trumas Hadeshim that l'chatchila should have b'bli achas. Another l'chatchila is, the Gemara says, when you drink the abikos, if you drink ruba shel kos, that's enough. So the Bach points that the ruba shel kos, ruba kukul, is only b'dieved. L'chatchila, the Gemara has in the beginning of the first daf and the second parak in Chulin, that l'chatchila, when you're shechting a beim or you're shechting an oaf, by oaf you have to shecht one of the two simonim. These two simonim are the food pipe and the windpipe. The kana and the veshet. The kana is the windpipe, and the veshet, vav shintes, is the esophagus, the food pipe. So by oaf you shecht one or the other, and by beim or l'chai you have to shecht both. So the Mishnah says, Ruba shalachet kamo. If you shecht roiv is good enough. The Gemara said, that's only b'dieved. L'chatchila should shecht. You shouldn't rely on Ruba kula. L'chatchila you should have kol ha'kona, kol ha'veishim. So based on that, that's what the Bach says, that over here when you're drinking the abakoises, you shouldn't rely on Ruba kula. L'chatchila more correct is you should drink the whole kois. If it's too much to drink, so take a smaller kois. The kois has to have a revius. A revius is a volume of a beitza or machza.
Does that mean the first time you drink it, like in one sip, two sips, or it means until you get next?
No, you drink it at a normal pace. If you drink a revius at a normal pace, it's a revius. Tokadeshti is revius. You drink it normally. There's a machlokes if you're drinking. Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raivin. Where the drinking, you have to drink revias tokadei shtiyas revias. The Rambam says, no, revias tokadei achilas pras. The Rabbi holds tokadei achilas pras. And the Rambam holds, no, dafke tokadei shtiyas revias. You can't pause at all, according to him. You can't pause at all. But it means you drink it normally. You have to drink it abnormally. And then there's a machlokes, what if you're drinking hot coffee or hot tea? So you can't drink it, you can't, if it would have been room temperature, and we're close to room temperature, you'd be able to drink it much faster, but you don't want to burn your tongue. So that's a machlokes. Is that called revias tokadish dias revias, because it's burning hot? The way you normally drink it now, you didn't pause at all. Or they say, no, if it would have been room temperature, you would have been able to drink it faster. So the shear should be determined based on room temperature. So that's a machlokes. Yeah, we mentioned that charoses is a machlokes atanoim in the Mishnah, but the charoses is only for medical purposes. So you only need charoses if there's a possibility that there are some worms in the lettuce. The worms are kosher. Tosha said that some worms are kosher, but it's not healthy to have live worms crawling around in your stomach. So if the charoses is only for the purpose of killing the worms, then of course it only applies if there may be worms, and only applies on the lettuce. But the Rambam Paskins in the Mishnah Torah, charoses is a mitzvah, so he says you matbilim three times. He says that you dip in the karpas into the charoses, then you dip the matz into the charoses, then you dip the mor into the charoses. You dip everything. Just the korban pesach you don't dip. So if you hold charoses mitzvah, what is the mitzvah? So we said the Gemara had, the Bavli has two explanations, zecher letit and zecher letapuach. Tapuach means a citrus fruit, and the Rishonim says zecher ledam. Tosfos quotes. So the Tosfos there quotes from the Tshuvas HaGoinim. Where's the Tosfos? Kuf Tazayin Amar Aleph. Tosfos quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim that you have to have tzorch, the Gemara says tzorch tesmuche has to be thick like cement. Zecher letit, it has to be tzorch lekuhuye, has to have the acidic, sharp flavor, like squeezing in oranges. Tapuach, the Gemara Loshen Tapuach doesn't mean an apple. They didn't have apples in the Middle East. So when Shir Hashir writes Tachas HaTapuach HaRaticha, he's talking about citrus fruits. He's not talking about now they have apples. But years ago, when the Shir Hashir was written, they didn't have any apples. So the word Tapuach, that's a mistake. It comes from the Christians, that they think the original sin that when Adam and Eve ate from the Eitz Hadas, so they think that it was an apple. Because the Medrash, the three different opinions, what was the Eitz Hadas? So one opinion is that it was an estric tree, one opinion is that it was Te'ena, because of a Yispu Ale Te'ena, and one opinion is that it's Chita, because the baby doesn't begin to say Abba Ima, he doesn't, his Sechel doesn't develop till you start giving him cereals. So that's why it was a Chita, Eitz Hadas. So the opinion that it's an esrog, so that's called tapuach in biblical Hebrew. But the Christians have pictures; they painted paintings of Chava giving an apple to Adam Arishan, because the Christians thought that tapuach is an apple. So that's a mistake. That's tapuach is supposed to be a Tosfos says tapuach means an esrog or a citrus fruit. The Christians made a lot of mistakes. Anyway, so Tosfos writes, so it says, at this time, the first night Pesach is Shabbos, you don't pour in red wine, because it's a shaila of losh. But in the second night of Pesach, or any other year, you pour in wine, and you make it more liquidy. That's the zecher ledam that this says in the Yerushalmi. So Tosfos quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim, and Kuf Tazayin Amarav, that in addition to the tapuach, you should have other things as well. So you should have rimon, you should have te'ena, tamar, ego, shkedim, based on all the different psukim and shir hashirim, all the fruits that Bnei Yisrael are compared to. So in the past, we always used to get it in the mail from the Telzi Yeshiva in Cleveland. They always used to send a little packet of charoses, and nobody wanted to use it, but that was the real McCoy. That was the real charoses. It had all of the ingredients that the Tosfos says. So that's that was an old minhag. Tosfos quotes from the Tshuvas HaGoinim. there is a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim as well as in the Mishnah in Brachas. When you say Kiddush and Abdallah, which bracha do you say first? So B'shamay are of the opinion that first you say the Kiddush and then you say Baruch Pei HaGavach and you drink the wine right away. And we don't follow B'shamay, we follow B'shamay. First you say Baruch Pei HaGavach, then you say the second night of Pesach, we're going to say Yak Nahaz, Yain Kiddush Ne Abdallah Zman, a whole bunch of brachas. Why isn't it a hepsik? The Rosh raises the question, why isn't it a hepsik? You say Baruch Pei HaGavach, you don't drink the wine till after the Kiddush and the Ner and the Shachyon, a whole bunch of additions, and Abdallah. So the answer is kach tikno chachamim. The old institution of Birchas Hanenin, not to be mafsik, is midrabbanan. So the chacham made a takana that you should say the Kiddush and Abdallah and so on. So usually that's the way we do. Under the chuppah, you say Baruch Pei HaGavach, and then you say Birchas Erusin. Then after you read the ksuba, then you say Baruch Pei HaGavach, and you say the other six brachas, the sheva brachas. When you have a bris, you say Baruch Pei HaGavach, and you say as you Kiddush, you did me better. We always say like Basil, you always say the bracha before. The one Tosa says in Brachas, the one and only exception to the rule is Birchas Hamazon. Even they still agree with Beis Shammah that you say first the Birchas Hamazon, then you say the Baruch Pei HaGavach, because you're going to say the Baruch Pei HaGavach first, like you always do. Then the Birchas Hamazon is a declaration of Hesach Hadas, you finished eating. So then you will be required to say another Baruch Pei HaGavach when you're about to drink the cup of wine after you finish the benching. So what did you waste the Baruch Pei HaGavach before the bench? You're going to have to say it after. So Tosfos writes as if that's the one and only exception to the rule. On Pesach night, the practice of the Ashkenazim is that we say Baruch Pei HaGavach four times. So that's a problem. That's a problem when you say over the second cup and over the fourth cup. The first cup is Kiddush, so we follow Beisul. You say Baruch Pei HaGavach, and then you say the Kiddush. The third cup is Birchas Hamazon. So you say, everyone agrees. You say the Birchas Hamazon. He said the Baruch Pei HaGavach, and at the end, that's what Tosfos says in Brachas. That's an exception to the rule. But the question is, the second cup and the fourth cup, according to the practice of the Ashkenazim, that we say Baruch Pei HaGavach. Sfardim don't say Baruch Pei HaGavach on the second cup and the fourth cup. It's covered with the first Baruch Pei HaGavach, because there wasn't a Hesach Hadas. But the Ashkenazim do say, so we really should have said the Baruch Pei HaGavach before. Asher Geolanu V'Golas HaBaseinim Mitzrayim Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. Why do we say it after? So if you have a good Haggadah with the Pirushim of the Rishonim on the bottom of the page, they raise the issue, but I don't know what they answer. They give some kind of an explanation. And the same problems on the fourth cup. We say Birchas Hashir. We say Yehalalucham. We say Nishmas Kalchayin. Yishtabach. But you say Baruch Pei HaGavach after. Why do you say after? You should have said Baruch Pei HaGavach before the whole second half of the Hallel. So they give some kind of an explanation. I don't know what it is. They give some kind of an explanation. When we recite Kiddush the first night of Yontif, so it's Yontif Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, so we say Yom HaShishi, and you add on whatever's in parenthesis, Shabbos L'Menucha Mo'adim L'Simcha, then you say B'Ahava twice. Chtitam Lanu Shem Alkeinu B'Ahava, then you say if it's Cholias B'Shabbos, then you add on again B'Ahava a second time. And the same thing on the Shemona Esrei. You say B'Chtitam Lanu Atav HaChatanu, then you say B'Yavah twice. Why do you say twice B'Yavah? So the official explanation that the Mefarshim give in the Shulchan Aruch comes from the Abu Dram. So he says because the Rebbein Shalom gave all the mitzvahs B'Yavah, he loved the Jewish people. But on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, it was Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas. The Torah was forced upon them because they were afraid to accept it. Except for Shabbos. Shabbos was given in Mora before Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas. So that's why on Shabbos it's B'Ahava square. It's a double degree of B'Ahava. But on a regular Yontif, it was B'Ahava, but the Jewish people didn't realize that it was B'Ahava because of the Kaf Aleim Har Kigigas. They only say once B'Ahava. That's what the official explanation that they quote from the Abu Dram. Abu Dram is a sefer where he explains the text of all the brachas and every bracha in the siddur. Now, Soloveitchik used to say a different pshat. I don't know if his original suggestion or it says in a sefer. I didn't find it yet anywhere. He thought because on every yontif, Rabban Shalom loves the Jewish people, but on yontif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us we should bring musafim and we have to bring a soil achatos. Soil achatos to be mechaper. So even though he loves us, but he waves his finger at us and he says, don't forget that you sinned and you need a kapara. And on Shabbos, there's only Shnei Chvas Manishan and Tamimim. You bring two oilers, you don't bring any chatas at all. So on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even wave a finger, he doesn't remind us that we sinned and we need a kapar. So he thought that that's the reason why you say the Abba twice on Shabbos. If you look in Hilchas Pesach, that's the first time that they have the Nusach HaTfilah. So the Ramo is assuming that when you daven Shemana Esrei on Yontem Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, you say Atav HaChatano, Atitin Lano, Chagam Atzis Azez, Man Chavisein, and B'Yav and Mikro Kedah, then you say Yalav Yavai. So in the middle of Yalav Yavai, you say, V'lfleitel Tavel Chayim L'chein L'chesed Rachim L'chayim L'shalom B'yoyim, B'yoyim HaShabbos HaMaroach HaZeh, B'yoyim Chagam Atzis HaZeh. He mentioned Shabbos in the middle. We never say Yalav Yav on a regular Shabbos, only Vayantav Shecholiyas B'Shabbos. So in the back of the big Eitzah HaTfila Siddur, they have Heoris from Rabbi Shai Berlin. He was a contemporary of the Nodi Behuda. They corresponded with each other. A few Tshuvas after him. Shai Berlin is the one who did, they have on the first page in the Shas. You have all the cross-references, the Masoras HaShas, and the Ayin Mishpat. All of that was done by Rabbi Shua Boaz. He lived in Italy, I think, and he was the one who put together the Shilti Giborim on the side of the Rif. But every so often you have a comment in the Masoras HaShas that's in brackets. Every so often you have a comment, you have something in the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah in brackets, every couple of pages. So whenever it's in brackets, that's from Rabbi Shai Berlin. So they have in the back of the Eitzah Tfilah Siddur, they have Heoris on the Nusach HaTfilah Rabbi Shai Berlin. So he's bothered with this kasha. The Ramah quotes this practice. We don't have it already. The Mishneh Berurah says we don't do this practice. But that was an old practice of the Balei HaTesvos, that when it's Yontem Shecholiyas B'Shabbos and you're davening the Shemoneh Esrei, so just like he put together Shabbos and Yontem, Atitan Lan Hashem Elokeinu, he put together, and Hasieni, you add on in parentheses, so in Yalav Yava, you also add on. Chaim L'Sholem B'Yom HaShabbos HaMaroi Chazer B'Yom Chagamatzins HaZeh. So Rabbi Shai Berlin asks, why? The Rishonim explained that Yalav Yava is based on the Pasuk in Parshas Bahalois Chai thing. V'yemsim l'chazcha ma'adeichem v'rosh ha'sheichem v'skaitem v'chatzotzes alo l'sechem al-ziv cheisham lechem v'nizkaitem l'fnei Hashem alakeichem. The purpose of Tkiyas Chatzotzes on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov Miz, Minis Kartem. So that's Yalav Yav, Zichonenu, Fikdonenu. The Pashtus and the Gemara Erchen is that they did not blow Chatzotzes on Shabbos. Hem Simchas Maradechem, Rosh HaShechem doesn't say Shabbos. The Sifrei says on that post, Hem Simchas Chem refers to Shabbosim. The Sifrei assumes that they did blow Chatzotzes on Shabbos. But when the Mishnayos and Erchen and the whole Sugya, you get the impression they did not blow Chatzotzes. So the whole idea of Yalav Yav, Zichonenu comes from the Tkiyas Chatzotzes, and according to the Talmud Bavli, according to the Mishnah, Talmud Bavli, they never blew Chatzotzes on Shabbos. So there is no inyan of Minas Katam. So why should you insert Shabbos in the middle of Yalav Yavai? That's his kasha. Why should we insert Shabbos? So the answer perhaps should be a very questionable answer. When you have Yontem Shecholiyas B'Shabbos, maybe the two blend in to constitute one hyphenated Kedushas Hayom. So the Niskartim is not only going to be because of the Yontev, it's the Yontev Shal Shabbos, they're both together. Maybe that's why. But the Mishnah Berurah says, by the time he wrote the Mishnah Berurah, he says, we no longer have that meaning. Some people do still have the meaning. They say in the middle of Yalav Yavu, when it's Yontev Shal Chaliyas B'Shabbos, they will mention Shabbos. Yom HaShabbos HaMarech HaZeh, Yom Chagamatzah HaZeh. In the Birchas HaMozen, though, you do not. You say B'Tzei, then you say Yalav Yavu. So the Tshuvas, the Maharil explains in the Tshuvas why you only say in the Shemoneh Esrei Yom HaShabbos HaMaroach HaZeh in the middle of Yalav Yavai, but in the Birchas HaMazon you don't, because once you finish with say, you're not going to come back to Shabbos anymore. So you finish with Shabbos, so you don't mention it in Yalav Yavai, but in the Shemoneh Esrei you're going to come back to the theme of Shabbos. You're going to end up in Kadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael HaZmanim. So since you're going to come back to it, so you should really mention it in Yalav Yavu as well. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Okay, for those who plan to be here tomorrow, what time do you want to have this year? Is there college tomorrow? There is college.
It's mostly on Zoom, I think. It's on Zoom, I think. A lot of people are online.
Okay, so for those who plan to be here, who would want to have this year, let's say, at 10:30, at 10 o'clock, 10:30, or you want to have it later in the day?
I think 10 o'clock is a good time.
10 o'clock, sure. Okay. All four say aye. Sure. Okay. Good.